Hello and welcome to another episode of the Solo Collective podcast. My name's Matt Saunders and I'm your host. I work with freelancers, creative entrepreneurs and service-based business owners to improve their mindset and to help form new strategies for their business so they can make more sales, make more money and generally just enjoy life a little bit more because that's what we're all here for, isn't it? In today's episode, I want to talk about something that really doesn't get talked about enough. And honestly, when I started my entrepreneurial journey over 10 years ago now, in fact, actually 15 years ago, wow, that's just hit me. I turned 40 a couple of months ago. And so I sometimes forget how quickly time is flying by. But 15 years ago, I first went self-employed. And this topic that I'm going to talk about today, honestly, I don't remember it ever being covered. And in truth, I've only probably started hearing about it in the past couple of years. And that is the topic of decision making. So when I say decision making, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? If you're like me, you probably aren't really familiar with what this really means. I mean, obviously, we all make decisions. We make decisions on a daily basis. But what I'm talking about here, particularly in an entrepreneurial business sense, is making committed and intentional decisions about where you want to go in your business. And I'm going to give you an example from my own experience as a coach. Now, the idea of the four-day work week is something that has been gathering momentum for a few years now. It's an idea that I know I quite like. You know, we fought very hard to have a weekend, you know, as part of the Industrial Revolution and the civil rights movements that emerged from that, where people were saying, listen, we don't want to work flat out 7 days a week anymore. We want some time off. So people campaigned for time off, and that's where we got the weekend from. And now in the 21st century, there's talk of moving to a four-day week. And as solo business owners, or as at least as directors of businesses, we actually have the choice of how many hours we want to work. You might not realize that, but you do. And so there's a big conversation going on at the moment about a four-day week. And as a coach, so many people have said to me over the past couple of years, oh, I would love to take Fridays off. Oh, it would be great. I would potter around the garden, or I'd spend more time with my little kids, or whatever it is. Like, they've got this vision for their business where they take Fridays off. And that's great. I personally work four-day week. I take Wednesdays off to be with my daughter. The difference between the people who do and the people who don't make happen what they want to happen is the decision-making process. Now, back in 2022, my partner came off maternity leave and went back to work. We put the little one in nursery for a couple of days a week, and that left Wednesdays where we had no childcare. And we could have paid for a childminder. We could have paid extra for the nursery. But I was like, listen, I'm self-employed. This might be nice to just spend a bit of time one-on-one with my daughter, you know, away from the family and, you know, away from work, and just kind of like, you know, we go to the library a lot of the times, or I'll take her to soft play, and it's great. I love it. And I chose that. And the difference between choosing and allowing external circumstance to control you is where the decision-making process kicks in. Because so many of the times people I speak to, they say to me, oh, I'd love to do this thing, i.e. work a four-day week or whatever it is. I would love to do this, but I can't right now. It's something for the future. When this other circumstance happens, then I will do it. Or when this thing stops happening, then I will do it. Or when I have enough money in the bank, then I will do it. Or when I have enough headspace, then I will do it. And you can kind of see what I'm getting at here. Decision making is all about just that. It's making an empowered, committed decision to making what you want to happen in life. So that is what I mean by decision making. And it is so important that as business owners in particular, we become masters at making committed decisions. Because if we don't, we get trapped in this no man's land of indecision, where we and ah about all kinds of things. Should I get that piece of software or not? Should I hire this person or not? Should I write this blog post or not? Should I start this podcast or not? All these different conversations happen in our mind, all these questions, and we don't make a decision either way. So they just hang around. And that is a massive, massive drain on our energy. You can't do your best work, you can't be creative, and you can't show up for your clients when you have all this stuff hanging around your head. So as a business owner, you need to become a master at making strong, firm decisions as quickly as possible. So you say to yourself, I am going to record that podcast, or I'm not going to record that podcast. I am going to write that blog post, or I'm not going to write that blog post. And you make these decisions. And when you make the decision, you then do it or you do not do it. And so it's about removing that gray area, that hangs around our gray matter, if you like, taking our energy supply all day and all night and seeping into our other relationships as well. You know, have you ever been talking to your partner and your mind is off in indecision, thinking about what you could do or what you might do or whatever? Or have you ever been watching a film and you're just sort of thinking about, oh, I could do this or I could do that? You know, and this kind of affects our personal lives as well. I could watch this film, I could watch that film. But it's 8 o'clock now and the film's going to take us up to 10 o'clock. Is that a bit late to go to bed? I mean, you can tell I'm showing my age now, but... is that too late? Oh, maybe I'll tell you what, I'm going to look for a shorter film, one that I'm going to look for just an episode of a TV show, because that's only 30 minutes. And now you get trapped into looking at which TV show you want to watch. And all of this indecision is just, we waste so much of our time on this stuff. And, you know, our modern world isn't really helpful. We have the paradox of choice, you know. All you need to do is go on Netflix to see what I mean by this. You know, you can spend half an hour scrolling through it endlessly before you come to a decision of what it is that you want to watch. Fine, but don't apply this same methodology, if you like, of decision-making to your business. Don't allow external circumstances to force your hand. Like if you've got a client that you want to get rid of, don't just do a really crappy service until ultimately they sack you. And then, whoops, you know, that's that decision made for me. I haven't got them as a client anymore. Or don't tell yourself that you're going to raise your prices. And then at the very first sign of pressure, you crack, you know, someone haggles you on the price or questions it. And you just go, oh, no, okay. And just retreat back to what the price was originally. Make committed decisions. Now, I know that this is really difficult. I've been through it myself. And, you know, truth be told, this podcast episode is as much for me as it is for you, because I'm not perfect. I still am pretty soft with my decision making from time to time, but I'm getting better. And right now, I'm going to share with you 5 tips that I have used in my own life to improve my decision making capability. So the first tip is to make decisions quickly. Gather the information that you need and no more, and then make the decision. I know this is kind of an obvious one. The first tip to improve decision making is to make the decision, but yes, make it quickly. Like, don't overthink it. Don't get trapped in this space of, oh, you know, if I do this thing, how's it going to go? Or will I regret it? And all this kind of stuff. Make it quickly. You know, you can't afford to hang around when you are an entrepreneur, when you're a business owner, when your income and your life is yours to design. You just got to make the decisions. Tip number 2, trust your intuition. Your intuition is incredibly valuable. It is what we call wisdom. And in my experience, it is right 9.9 times out of 10. I would say the 0.1% of the times when it isn't right is when it's based purely on fear and it's just something I'm scared of and I retreat. But most of the time, your intuition, it knows what's what. So if your intuition is taking you towards a certain decision, trust it, go with it, and make the decision quickly. Tip number 3, let go of perfectionism. And what I mean by this is we try to come to the perfect decision. So, I don't know, let's say that we want to buy a plant for our office or our home. And first of all, we don't make the decision quickly. So we spend hours and hours and hours browsing and comparison shopping and looking at different types of plants and sizes and prices and all this kind of stuff. We're not in tune with our gut. We don't know what we really want. We're trying to do it, make a head decision with what's actually a heart decision. But we're also getting also really perfectionistic about it. And we're looking for the perfect plant, the perfect one. Well, perfect doesn't exist. So make that decision quickly based upon what information and intuition you have available at that moment. Tip number 4, know that most decisions are reversible. This is a really empowering way of thinking. You know, a lot of the times people say to me, oh, I don't know what niche to choose for my business. And, you know, deep down, they think that they're going to have to take it to the grave. Like they're going to have that niche chiseled on their headstone. And it's just not true. You could choose a niche, play with it for even a few weeks, and then decide you don't want to do it anymore. You know, you can make reversible decisions, and most decisions are reversible. So when you've got a decision to make, just ask yourself, can I go back on this? Now, we don't want to get into the practice of retreating from decisions that we've made, but if this helps you get over the line, use it. And finally, tip number 5, just know that making any decision is usually better than letting external circumstances control you. Because that's what's happening. If you don't make a decision, ultimately somebody or something else will make the decision for you. I used the example earlier of a client firing you. If you just decide kind of subconsciously that you don't want to work with them anymore, and you drop the ball on, you know, projects, and you don't turn up for meetings and stuff like that, and they get rid of you, they've made the decision for you. And that is not a way to run a business. It's not a way to live. So make decisions quickly, trust your intuition, let go of perfectionism, know that most decisions are reversible, and know that making any decision is usually better than just letting someone else decide for you and staying in the meantime in that no man's land of indecision. And if that's not enough, think about it like this. Making decisions frequently and quickly will help you just go with the flow of life. Like every indecision is a block. It's like a ball and chain around your ankle. And when it comes down to it, making a decision is about fundamental self-trust. It's knowing that whatever you decide, everything's going to be okay. So that's what I have for you this week on the Solo Collective podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends, share it on social media, or send me a message just to let me know. It's hi@mattsaunders.uk. I would really appreciate it. And lastly, doors open to the Solo Collective community in a couple of weeks, and you can find out all about that at mattsaunders.uk/membership. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.